We are in the middle of our Toys for Happiness campaign now in our 39th year, and we appreciate everyone who has supported us over the last 39 years and counting by just dropping off a new unwrapped toy. You can see the boxes scattered throughout the listening area. Again, all you have to do is drop off a new unwrapped toy for kids ages birth to 14.
Yep.
If you don't know exactly what to give, in terms of the toys, you can give financially to the Toys for Happiness Foundation. Our gnomes know exactly what to buy, and so it goes straight there. So no one profits from that money. It goes straight to the pot, and then they buy the gifts. So just a breakdown of how Toys for Happiness operates. Well, we certainly cannot do it alone. We have help from the business community, and we get a chance to interview a lot of these business leaders about why they wanted to get involved with Toys for Happiness. And we're excited to welcome new this year. We've got Witz Frozen Custard, who's got a location here in Rock Hill, just opened a couple of weeks ago. So we have Kaylin Bemis joining us here. And good morning to you, Kaylin.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, we're happy to have you part of our Toys for Happiness campaign. We're really excited that Witz has now expanded from Fort Mill to Rock Hill now. And we were learning about your business model, that this is not just a regional custard shop. Like, this is a pretty big franchise across the country.
Yeah. We've got 94 locations. We started in 2003 and Granville, Ohio, which is a little bit south or east of Columbus. It's a family-owned business. My father and stepmother started the business, and my brother is intermittently involved. He's 19, you know, so he doesn't quite know what he wants to do yet. Maybe one day he'll come on full board. But I do all of the training of new franchises that purchase, and I typically travel, so this store is near and dear to me because it will stop me from traveling. So all of the new franchise owners will come here for 2 to 3 weeks at a time. So we'll be bringing some visitors here throughout the year, anybody who buys a franchise. So we're excited about it. Yeah.
Well, let's tell folks exactly where you're located. That would also be helpful.
Yeah, we're on 145 East White Street, right next to the Mercantile. Yeah.
Perfect.
And what is, I know a lot of people are like, okay, is it ice cream? Is it like gelato? What exactly is frozen custard?
It's a premium ice cream, essentially. It's got less air in it. We make it fresh every day. So anything that's left over at the end of the night, we make into our novelties. We have like frozen cakes, frozen pies. We have our famous Witty, where we bake cookies in-house and put different custards in the center of it. Mm. And then it's got a higher butterfat content, and it's got pasteurized eggs in it. So it's nice and creamy.
Yeah. Is it healthier?
Essentially, yes.
Okay.
Right? Like, it's
That's
still
good.
A treat, yeah. Right? But it's got less
Anything
calories.
Anything that you're sticking in between cookies and other
there
treats.
There is sugar
okay.
and calories.
You know what you're signing up for is
treat.
What I'm saying,
I
right?
Love it.
Like, okay. So, but you can feel, if it makes you feel good mentally that what you're eating is somewhat a little more healthy, then if that helps.
Right.
That's it.
Drive
right?
traffic.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's got lower fat, calories, fat, and sugar than ice cream because it's a freshly made product and it's got less air. So you don't have to put a bunch of additives into it for that flavor. That flavor comes from the cream and the eggs. So it is a little bit better for you.
And do you have seasonal flavors? Like right now we're in the Christmas season. Like do you like throughout the year, do you plan on having seasonal flavors?
Yeah, so this we actually offer a Witty and a Witzer of the month. A Witzer is kind of like a blizzard. A Witty is our, like I said, our cookies with a different custard in the center. So we offer a different one each month. And this month, given the holiday season, it is candy cane. So, and that's also our weekly flavor this week. So we've got flavors like that. We have Christmas tree cake actually this Saturday. And then Friday is hot chocolate. So we've got some seasonal flavors and then pumpkin and whatnot in the fall season.
Well, you're already a success because people are already texting us right now saying how much they enjoy your custard. So the people have spoken.
Yes.
Kaylin, for sure. Well, you mentioned it's a family created business. If the family's still involved, so the family unit means a lot, obviously, to you all. And when you think of the Christmas season, you obviously think about families. And we know sometimes families have a hard time around the Christmas season. Sometimes it's just for a year, sometimes it's several years. And that's where the Toys for Happiness campaign kind of comes in, kind of helps families that have just that need a pick-me-up this time of year. and just explain to us kind of what Christmas was like for you all growing up and what it's like today as an adult.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's one of the big reasons why we thought that, you know, Toys for Happiness aligned with our business so well, because it is family owned. And, you know, we've all been there at some point, I'm sure, where it was a struggle. But growing up, I always wanted a guitar. I wanted to teach myself how to play guitar. And I asked my mom for a guitar for I don't know how many years, and she finally got me one.
Okay.
And it sat in the case. Oh. Never did play it.
Still to this day?
Tried it once. Never did actually play it. She's like, I finally got you the guitar, and now what are you doing? Then started playing the clarinet and the trumpet instead.
Oh, so. Okay. Well,
parents can relate, believe it or not. Yeah, right?
That's right.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right. Well, you can give a guitar because you never know.
Yeah.
That's right. What, might be on someone's list.
That's right. What kid might be inspired to use it or just keep it in the box, but no, I'm just joking. But that's the exciting part of it, right? You're only a kid once, and whether you picked it up and played the guitar one time or whether you play it multiple times and drive your family crazy, you get to play with a toy, and you're only that age at one time in your life. And, you know, it's sad, but kids shouldn't have to, you know, be punished just because of the situation that they're in, nor should their parents. It's right. Just tough out there, and we just appreciate so much you all being involved with our Toys for Happiness campaign. So not only are you giving back to Toys for Happiness, but there are certain dates that you all are also helping out those in our community.
Yeah. Today, actually, all of the proceeds that are raised from 11 to 9 today will go back to the Professional Firefighters Association of Rack Hill. And then so far on December 20th, we've got another one set up for the Worthy Boys and Girls Camp. So all of the proceeds raised that day will go back. A couple of weeks ago, we did have one for Rock Hill Schools, but it was actually our first cold and rainy day. So yeah. Sales weren't that great. So we'll be rescheduling that to make it a better opportunity for them too.
Well, sounds like that's you were really involved in the community. And I think people here in this part of the state really respond to that. They like to do business with companies that invest back into the community. And given the fact that you're a big franchise, the fact you see the value in local, I think people will really respond to that very, very well. So we're excited again to have you here in our backyard. It's Witt's Frozen Custard. Kaylin is her name. Go by, swing by and say hello. She's excited that this shop is here because she doesn't have to travel to the other 93 locations throughout the country. And those locations are as far west as Ohio, and then as far east as us, and then what about in north Florida. And south? In Florida.
Florida, okay. Yeah. Right. North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah. Great.
In the Michigan. Southeast. We do have one in Michigan.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. It's all right.
So the cold states eat ice cream too, or sure, eat frozen yes. custard too.
There's never a cold day, cold enough day that you won't eat frozen custard.
Right? Always a good day to eat always frozen custard. All right. Well, Kaylin, welcome again to the Toys for Happiness family. We're happy to have you and looking forward to many good things happening down the way.